press. It'll be 8-0, right into 33. At a 33. Baritones, the melody is in the mellophone voice here, so you can't play louder than them, because they're at a mezzo piano, and you're at a mezzo piano, but you have to stay beneath them. Low brass, 33 to 37, just low brass. Two notes, and baritone 3, you're on G. Baritone 2 is split between the C natural and the A. Baritone 1's on the E natural. Okay, this is a key change, so it's C natural. Do we have people on all? If it's a split part and you're a baritone 2, you say to the person next to you, you're taking the top of the bottom split, so that we have that covered. So who's playing the G? 1, 2, okay. Who's on the A? Who's on the C natural? Okay, let's hear that. G. All in, 33. 1, 2, nice and pretty. We start at mezzo piano. At 37, we're at mezzo forte. At 40, we're at forte. At 43, we crescendo. At 42, we crescendo into triple F at 43. And then we crescendo the second to last measure there to fortississimo. So there are layers of dynamic happening. Let's take it at 40. Let's start at 40. take it down. Take it down to 120 here. Okay, 40 to, we're going to go 40 to 50. Sopranos, you're getting really bright when we get into that upper register, okay? It's we lose the darkness that we started with. Hang on for a sec.
If you think low, if you think about like your face is playing a low note when we get higher, that'll help it, I think, get a little bit darker. It's paradox, opposites.
Okay, same place. One, two, ready, go. Same thing, bopping. Let's bop it. Starting at 40, bopping. Very, very light. Very, very light. Now that was much more in time, much more in time. Let's take that again. Same thing. Try to make it lighter if you can. Let's play as written, mezzo piano as written. Well, that's a lot better, a lot better. Okay, same thing, mezzo piano, we're going to add 12 clicks to bring it up to 132. Okay, nice and light.
On one on that last measure? Off on beat one?
Yeah.